Parks, Recreation, and Culture providing an informational report on the feasibility of providing public wireless internet access in Milwaukee County Parks. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
This, of course, was an initiative launched by our co-chair, Supervisor Rainey. Ms. Schlesser?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, Supervisors. Laura Schlesser from the Parks Department. Yes, Supervisor Rainey had authored a resolution, I believe back in December, asking for a partnership between the Parks Department and IMSD to do a feasibility study of providing public Wi-Fi internet access in Milwaukee County Parks. So what we did to start was IMSD had indicated to us that we have an existing relationship with Time Warner Cable. We're under contract with them, and they provide our networking here at Milwaukee County. And due to that relationship, it was smart to go ahead and leverage that and have them take a look at the proposal. What we were charged with at Parks was coming up with some criteria of where do we start, what is good criteria to put forward as far as what parks are good to study. And so what we did was we looked geographically. So we took the county map and distributed our parks through each supervisory district. So we had originally picked 18 parks, and then we had five kind of extra parks that we thought could kind of fill in some gaps where we were missing some geographic area. With that, we also looked at the availability of a secure building to house the equipment. We looked at power and made sure that there was electricity provided to run the equipment. And then we also looked at the how the park was currently being used, what types of activities were happening there so that the public would have the best, you know, opportunity to use the Wi-Fi. So with that being said, we sent that over to Time Warner Cable, and because of the fact that we did present 23 parks to them, they narrowed it down to three parks to do a more in-depth analysis of how much it would be to provide monthly service as well as the installation of the Wi-Fi itself. They tried to pick three areas that had different installation strategies. So some parks did already have existing cable service to them, which reduced the initial installation costs, and some did not. So the three parks that were chosen are in your report, and they included King Park, Humboldt Park, and McGovern Park. So those were the three that were studied more in depth. The proposal, keeping all of our criteria in mind, they had determined that with those three sites, it would come out to approximately $445 per site per month to provide the service. There was also some variety in installation costs because, again, the proximity and the availability of service in and around that area. These parks weren't really difficult because they were a little more urban parks, but essentially they came up with an estimate of about $1,500 per site to do the installation and run the cabling. You'll note that when we talked about how the line would be installed, whether or not it would be an overhead or a buried line, they can do overhead lines, but it would have to be in relatively close proximity to where the line comes in off the road. Otherwise, their common practice these days is actually to bore the cable underneath the ground and bring it into the building. So it would require that line to be brought into the park to whatever building that the hardware is housed in, and then it would take an antenna and a modem at the site to run the Wi-Fi. The coverage, when I asked him about how far we could expect the Wi-Fi signal to be available in the park, they said it was going to be very similar to a customer in a home setting. So I know from, you know, personal experience, my Wi-Fi can go for about a half a block, you know, around my house. So that's something to keep in mind. You'll understand that, you know, obviously some of our parks are very, very large and are over 100 acres. So in that instance, you know, we would not be able to have, under this current proposal, with one modem to have coverage throughout the park. Something like that would require more equipment, more antennas, et cetera, to get more full coverage throughout a park. So overall, looking at the 18 sites, you're looking at about $30,000 to $50,000 first time for installation. But it is very dependent on, again, the proximity of the current line to the park and how far the building is from the road where the service is currently. So it's very dependent that way. So that kind of gives you a little bit of a breakdown as far as what they looked at, what parks we chose, and, I'll open it up for questions. Hopefully they're not too technical.
Questions by committee. Supervisor Rainey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ms. Lawser. Not sure that ain't right.
That's fine.
That I first discovered the information regarding the Wi-Fi feasibility study from the Business Journal. It wasn't any information provided to me as the sponsor of this feasibility assessment or as a county board member. When I spoke to you about it, you said you had no idea how that came about. Have you since discovered how that information was leaked to the Business Journal?
No, sir, I have not.
Okay. All right. Did you guys reach out to anybody other than Time Warner Cable for potentially providing you an assessment on how this could be conducted?
Chairman, supervisors, we left that up to IMSD since they were the technical experts on the Wi-Fi itself and the IT portion of it. We followed their lead in regards to having Time Warner, again, because we have an existing relationship and an existing contract with Time Warner.
Is anyone from IMSD available to speak?
I expected them today. I'm not exactly sure where they are.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Other questions by committee? Supervisor Haas?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And thank you for coming again, Ms. Schlesser. I hope to not ask too intensely technical questions, but perhaps these would be better actually for IMSD based on some of what you said here. For instance, I'm curious about if there'd be a maximum number of connections, like people that could get on the Wi-Fi at a time. How service fees have been addressed, if there would be a charge for the public using this, if it would be wholly free. I mean, personally speaking, I'd love it to be wholly free to the world and blanket the entire park, which that creates some problems because, obviously, as you said, to get a wide broadcast, we need more equipment, which apparently was beyond this particular proposal. Number of connections, usage fees, who pays the bill, if Wi-Fi service existed in the park and people had to pay for it, would money stay in the park as well? I have questions about the filtering. I believe the report said Time Warner would perform the filtering or the monitoring of the use, and then have some questions about liability to the county for the usage. So, Ms. Schlesser and Mr. Chairman, do you think these would be better for IMSD to address with us?
Mr. Chair, supervisors, I can answer some of those. In regards to the amount of people, what I recall from the proposal is no more than 50. There would be, you're right, the more users, there will be a bottleneck. But if I recall from the proposal, it was about up to 50 people. We did contact Corp Counsel in regards to the liability. What's nice about this proposal and with Time Warner Cable is that this would be a completely separate network. It would not coexist with Milwaukee County's network at all. It would be completely separate and completely managed by Time Warner Cable, which was something that IMSD insisted upon to make sure that we maintain the integrity of our network. So with that being said, there's limited liability for the county. The Corp Counsel did not feel that we needed, a waiver. They said that it is, if you prefer, that we very much could have some sort of I behave promise that came up once you wanted to go ahead and log on to the Wi-Fi, just saying that, appropriate behavior is expected, that type of thing. I want to make sure I hit all your questions. In regards to payment for the site, we approached this, that it would be free public Wi-Fi. If there's other direction that comes out for a fee-based type of Wi-Fi, we can certainly pursue that. I don't know how if it would be as successful, to be honest with you, if somebody had to pull out a credit card, you know, to go ahead and log into Wi-Fi. So with that being said, you know, it totally depends on the direction of this committee.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor Stamper, then Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The price of $96,000 is for 18 parks?
Chairman, Supervisor, correct.
Okay. Did Time Warner Cable give us a rate based on the more parks that we have installed? Or was it just the standard rate? I don't know the rate of modem. I know mine at the house is $45, so I don't know if it's more expensive because it's a park, or why is it $450?
Chairman, Supervisors, I mean, I it would be speculation on my part to answer about their pricing structure. My understanding as far as any break due to a large volume was more on the installation side than the service side.
Okay. All right. So then if we do move forward, we would choose the parks, or you guys have chosen already?
Chairman, Supervisor, we do have recommendations in place for which ones we thought would make sense, again, based on our criteria of geographical distribution and a secure facility with power.
Okay, so which one did you choose in the 5th District?
Oh, you are taxing my memory. I can get you a list if that's okay. I can share with the group what exact parks we put through okay. on each district.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I think Supervisor Stamper was knocking on the door that I wanted to open. I wanted to talk about process. This is an informational report, and obviously the sponsor of this is the co-chair and on this committee. So what's the next step? I guess I'd like to know, what the process is, what the vision is. Is this something that's going to be presented to this committee maybe in another couple of months, whereby we'll see it in the budget for 2015? I'm curious as to what the next steps are.
Has Parks defined such steps?
No, I think we were just responding to the interest of determining what those baseline costs would be and our approach to that at this point. I think it's a costly endeavor, and I think I'll leave it at that as far as the initial research, nothing as far as a vision for that moving
sure.
forward.
Well, we'll look to Supervisor Rainey for leadership on the on that issue.
That was my question.
Very good. Any further questions, Supervisor Stamper?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In Minnesota, right?
What?
You were from Minnesota. You were Virginia. Did you guys have Wi-Fi in Virginia?
No.
Okay. So do you know of any other parks and how much it costs throughout the country?
We've heard through national magazines and periodicals that there have been this trend of putting Wi-Fi in certain parks that have a volume of people there. But really, we sort of evolved from initially when this fad came out of getting Wi-Fi in parks that people sort of have their own connections now and their own mobile devices that they could use versus trying to log into a park setting. There are some cases out there of examples that people are using Wi-Fi in parks.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Rainey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So a part of you guys researching data collection did not include you contacting any other models around the country that have instituted such a program.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, the research that I did was what I found was a lot of partnerships between municipalities and parks departments. Not all of them like had a setup like we did, so it would be a partnership with local businesses surrounding a park or other municipalities providing the service. There are some cities that already have a Wi-Fi program in place, but we can certainly look into that further. Absolutely.
I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
Good. I think this is far-sighted in terms of its timing, anticipates potential public demand, so it's appropriate, I think, that we begin to ask these questions now. And we'll look forward to further initiatives coming from Supervisor Rainey on this matter. That item is informational. Thank you for that report and the good work done on it. Item number three, please.